Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. And we begin at the two dots, four lines from the top of the Omid. We begin with Miftach Chalukah. Yesterday we were talking about various types of knots that we said in the Mishnah are l'chatchila permissible to do. And this is some sort of a dress that a woman wears, a cloak that a woman wears, that you basically tie one side to the other side and vice versa. So there are two ties on it. This is called Miftach Chalukah. And you're allowed to go and tie this. Of course, it's obviously pshita. Why would you think you're not? Woman has to take on and off her dress. So, of course, it's not a permanent tie. And, of course, this should be allowed. Someone says, maybe not. Lo tzricha. I might have said, this le trei dashe. If the type of dress over here has two ties on it, Rashi, in the second line of the Rashi, tells us, shnei psochim hainu osan l'shonos. There are these threads over here, these strings that you have on each side. Vavin zu, l'malim zu, l'matim zu. One could be above the other one, low the other one, l'yum and small. One on the right, one on the left, and she doesn't technically have to untie both of them. She could theoretically untie one of them and then slip it on over her head. The main of materes elo echot yucholu leposhta ulovsha bedochak. Albeit a little bit difficult, she could still take it on and off with only untying one of them. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Ma'utem, I might have thought chada minayu batule mivtil. One of them is technically not going to have to be untied and could be left there on a permanent basis." As Rashi says, v'teve kesha shokayama, one of them would be permanently tied. V'kivin d'liyode haimenayu, and since we don't know before, and necessarily it's going to be the left one that she's going to leave tied or the right one that she's going to leave tied, therefore, tarvayu listeru, I might have thought that both of them should in fact be also, because you can't untie either one, because one of them might be a permanent one. Kamash v'lan, the Chiddush is, the Gemara says, no, that you're allowed to do that. You don't have to be concerned that maybe one will be left on all the time. Likewise, v'chutei sevacha, you have the strings on the hat. There's like a chin strap that comes down from the hat, so you're allowed to untie it. The Gemara says, pshita, again, it should be obvious that that should be allowed. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha. Again, we need it for the Chiddush of the following. Derevichalo, Rashi explains, lo dochaku birosha. She doesn't put it on really tightly and tie it really tightly around her chin. Ella, she ties it koshroso berevach. It's very loose. Sheyecholu lecholtza merosha kishihik shura. And she could take it off her head while it's still tied. And therefore, ma'al detema, I might have said, mishlaf sholfala. Rashi explains, you might be able to slip it off her head. Merosha hachi v'havalo kesha shokayama. And therefore, she doesn't undo the knot. And therefore, it really is a kesha shokayama. It's a permanent knot. And therefore, I might have said that it's not allowed. Kamash v'lam. The chiddush is, the isha chosal sara. A woman is concerned about her hair. When she pulls it off this way, it may catch onto some of her hair. It may be tied onto some of her hair. And she'll end up pulling off some of her hair, which the woman wouldn't want. Or mishra sharla. And therefore, she'll always go and untie this type of a hat without slipping it off in a loose way, being tied on in a loose way to make it a permanent knot. Rashi says, because Shema Totsi Bidocha, because she were to pull it off with some force, but Tinosek Sara, and some of her hair will come off, and therefore she won't want to do this. Now, there was one more case in the Mishnah that the Gemara doesn't discuss, and Rashi discusses it here. Udepiskia, that garter belt that we said the woman wears, it also is tied on. So Nami Iko L'Shanuya, the Gemara could have said, Ki Agabna, in the same fashion, just like we did by the garment that she was wearing or by this hat that she's wearing, why don't we say ma'u detema machtole derech raglach? She could slip it off through her legs and not untie it. Viotza, in that fashion, therefore, kamash v'lam, the chiddush is the law of the hachi, a woman wouldn't do this, mishum tznius. It's not tznius to take it off in this way, therefore she would always untie it. So, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, the same thing applies for the piskia. Then the Gemara goes further and says, uritzuos min of a sandal, it said that you're allowed to go tie the straps on the shoe and on the sandal. What is this talking about? So the Gemara says, Itmar. We learned in the following. Hitir ritzuos min ol v'sandal. We learned in the Braisa that you're allowed to go and untie the ritzuos, the straps that you have on your shoes or on your sandals, in one Braisa. So Tani Chodah, one said, Chayv Chattis, if you do this, it's not permissible. Chayv Chattis, if you untie the shoes in this fashion. Tanidach, another Braisa said, Potter Olos, it's a din the Rabbanon. You're not over in Issa the Raisa, but you're Chayv in Issa the Rabbanon. Tanidach, and a third Braisa says, Mutl Chachila. You're absolutely allowed to do this. So we have three Braisas that seem to be totally contradictory. Each one says something different for whether you're allowed to be Matir, the Ritzuos, on a shoe or a sandal. One says Issa the Raisa, one says Issa the Rabbanon, one says Heter Gomer. So the Gemara says, Kasha Minol Amino, Kasha Sandal Asandal. Something's wrong over here. So the Gemara says, no problem at all. Min ala min de lo kasha. In regards to the shoes, the three braises aren't contradictory. Why? They're each talking about a different type of a shoe. Ha diktani chayiv chatas, that which said that you're chayiv chatas for, that is talking about bidushkofe. Rashi explains, this is bekesher, this is the knot, shahushkof. Ushkof is a shoemaker. Osa, that he makes to tie the straps into the sole of the shoe. When he puts it into the shoe, kosher kesher mitocho, this is an internal type of a knot, shalotucha lotzeh, so that the strap should never come off, thukaim l'olam, this is never made to be undone. So the shoemaker is tying it in, that's a permanent knot by an artisan, and that meets all the criteria for being a kesher shel kayama, and therefore, if you undid that, that would be an issa d'oraisa. Chayav achatas, if you did it by accident. That which he said, Pater Avol Aser, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa, but it's not Mutter, it's an Issa D'Rabbanon, that's referring to Bid D'Rabbanon. Those are ties that the rabbi said you shouldn't do, as Rashi explains, Kishe Koshrim Soviv Raglayim, and Koshrim Medocha. When they're tying it, this is like we would have the shoelaces. So when you're tying these over here, you're not tying them so tightly, because sometimes you want to just be able to slip off your shoe. Shepa'omim Shecholso Kishu Kosher. You want to be able to untie, take off your shoes without necessarily untying them, or put them back on without necessarily tying them, and therefore, this isn't a permanent knot. However, umiyu kesher shekayim alo heavy, it's not a permanent knot, because you're going to sometimes undo it. So therefore, bishas hatit, when it's muddy outside, batirin, so that then they would untie it and make it tighter on your foot, so your shoe shouldn't fall off and get all dirty, and get your foot all dirty. So therefore, sometimes it is tightened and left there for a long period of time, but other times it's not. So therefore, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa, but the rabbi said it's too much like an Issa D'Oraisa, and they made it an Issa D'Rabbanan. So that's the brayse that it said, it's Pater Avol Aser. And finally, the brayse says, Mutu L'Chatchila, that's talking about the B'nai Mechuza. The people in Mechuza were very fussy people, they're very fancy people. Rashi says, Hem Rechove Levov, they're uppity people. U'makpidim Alvushan V'na'aleim, Lios Mechuvonim. They're very careful about their clothing, the way they look, and they would tie their shoes on very tightly in order to give a nice appearance. And therefore, they had to undo them every night. These were never permanent knots in any way, shape, or form, and therefore had to gomer on Shabbos to undo this, because it's not a permanent knot. So that explains the three braises in regards to the shoes. Sandal, a sandal, nami lo kasha. The three braises about the sandal, they say the same thing about the shoe and the sandal, they're also no problem. Each one is talking about a different situation as well. The braisa that says, Hodiktani Chayiv Chatas, the first braisa that you Chayiv Chatas, if you untie this, is referring to Bito'aye de Kotre Ushkafe. Again, this is a special shoemaker's knot, and this is talking about specifically Bitayoy. This is talking about the Ishmaelim Socher. This is talking about the Ishmaelim merchants over here, that they would go and tie these knots into the sandal, Bekesher Kavua, and this is a permanent knot, not meant to be undone. If you do this on Shabbos, you Chayiv Chatas, if you did it by accident. That's the Isser Chatos. The Braisa that says it's part of a lawsuit, that's talking about Bidchumarta de Kartre Inu. That's talking about a regular person, not a special Yishmaelim Sochum, not one of these specialized shoemakers. But it's talking about us, Rashi says. El Sandalim Shoshara Noshim. Shein Ritsuos Kvuos Pen Aide Uman. They're not done professionally. El Heinatsum Koshin Osam Bichumrasa Biyama. They themselves, people tied them on. They tie them and untie them. Sometimes they'll last for a week or a month even. So it's close to being a permanent knot, but it's not a real permanent knot. Therefore, the rabbi said, this is Pater Avol Aser. Don't do this. It's too close to being a permanent knot. That's the Pater Avol Aser Braisa. And the Braisa says, that you're allowed to go and untie a sandal, L'chatchila, that's talking about the sandal, the Nofke Bey, Bay tray. This is something like an adjustable shoe that you have to adjust it for the person wearing it. There must be some sort of a base, and you slide up and down the shoe to fit the person's size, and therefore it's going to have to be adjusted every time a different person puts it on. And therefore, this is something that certainly isn't going to be permanent in any way, shape, or form, and therefore it's mutar l'chatchila. And we have a ma'aseh show you that this once was a type of a shoe that one of the Amoraim wore, the Rav Yehuda. Which Rav Yehuda are we talking about? Achud Rav Salah Chasida. This is the brother of Rav Salah Chasida. Havalei Hao Zuga. He had a certain type of a pair of sandals. In other words, it means sandals. The Sandle, Zuga the Sandle. He had a pair of sandals. Zimnim the Norfolk Bay Iu. Sometimes he would be the one to wear it, but it was interchangeable. Zimnim Norfolk Bay Inuke. He would sometimes let his son go out and wear it. Now, obviously they had different size feet, it had to be adjusted. So this is the type of thing that would be constantly adjusted and therefore not at all permanent and not even awesome in the Rabbanim. But he wanted to ask just to make sure. Also, Kaimi de Abaye, he came to Abaye, and Amalei asked Abaye, Ki I gav ne mai, would I be allowed to go and untie this on Shabbos and let my son wear them? So that's what he was asking him. Can we share them on Shabbos? That's the question that he asked Abaye. Abaye tells him, Amalei, chayv chatis. If you were to do this and untie this on Shabbos, you would in fact be chayv chatis. As Gemara will explain in a moment, Abaye didn't understand the circumstances over here, and he thought this was a regular shoe that Rav Yehuda Achua, the Rav Salah Chasida, was talking about untying. He thought this was the shoemaker's knot, and it would be a chatas if he untied this accidentally on Shabbos. So Abaye tells him, no, you're not allowed to do this, you're chayv chatas. Rav Yehuda Salah, Rav Yehuda Achua, the Rav Salah Chasida, is very surprised. Amalei, my question to you was, Hashda Potter Avalasu Kokashli. I was questioning whether it's an Isidra Baran. I thought maybe it's Mutter, but maybe it's an Isidra Baran. And you're telling me, Chayv Chatas Karmasli? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That never even entered my mind, it should be Chayv Chatas. So, my timer. So he asked Abaye, how come you're saying that this is an Isichatas? So Yehuda doesn't understand what Abaye is saying. So he explains to him, Omalei, he says, Mishum de Bechol Nami. He tells him that on a weekday I would do this, so why can't I do this on Shabbos? This is a shoe that different people wear, and therefore it has to be adjusted for each person wearing it, and therefore, why would I not be allowed to do this on Shabbos? Oh, you want to tell me this is the Rabbanan, I can understand, but certainly not Nisachatas. So when Abaye hears this, he says, oh, I didn't understand. He says, then it's perfectly permissible. There's not even an Nisach Rabbanan over here, because this is absolutely not done by a professional, and it's not done for any long period of time. So therefore, it meets all of the criteria for being Heter Gomer. Mark continues and tells us, Rav Yirmiyah Havikozul Basrei de Rabbi Avoh B'Karmelis. One time Rav Yirmiyah was walking in a Karmelis behind Rabbi Avoh. And while he's walking, Ifsik Ritzue de Sandle, his shoestring ripped, it broke. And now his shoe was going to not be able to stay on his foot. So what should he do? So Amalei, Rav Yirmiyah says to Rabbi Avoh, my Navidla, Rabbi, what should I do? So Amalei, Rabbi Avoh tells him, you know what you could do? Shkol Gemilach. Go and take a reed that is moist. Why does he have to have a reed that is moist? So it shouldn't be muktzah. The chazi l'maychol behema, that this could be able to be used for animal fodder. And therefore, if an animal can eat it, it's not muktzah. And therefore, if it's not muktzah, you can use it. Ukrol chilabe, and use this as the replacement shoelace so your shoe doesn't fall off. And in this way, you can go and keep on wearing your shoe and not leave your shoe over here. You don't have to walk barefoot. That's what Rav Yirmiyah was told to do by Rabbi Avoh. In a very similar story, however, a different conclusion was reached. Abaye haviko kamei de Rav Yosef. One time Abaye was standing by Rav Yosef, and Ifsik le Ritzua, and his Ritzua broke. His shoelace broke on his shoe, so he asked him, what should I do? Amalei, my Avidle. He asked Rav Yosef, what should I do? Rav Yosef says, sorry, buddy. Amalei, Shavka, you got to leave it there. It's Muktzah, and you're not allowed to do anything with it, so therefore you come back after Shabbos and you'll get it. So in the story with Rav Yirmiyah, Rabbi Avoh told him that you're allowed to go put a moist reed on it and wear it. And in the story with Abaye, Rav Yosef told him, no, you can't do anything. So how come? Maishnah with Rav Yirmiyah. So how come one case is different than the other? Rav Yirmiyah was given permission to tie the gemi, and Abaye was not. So what's going on? So Gemara says, the cases were in different places. The first case, if you would listen carefully, I said that it was talking about in a Karmelis. In the second case, it was talking about in a yard that was watched, in a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, Hasam Lominter. In the case of Rabbi Yirmiyah, where it took place in a Karmelis, so if he left the shoe over there, it would be gone, and he'd lose his shoe. Hachaminter, but in the case of Abaye and Rav Yosef, he was in a private yard, and it was watched, and therefore, his shoe would be safe, and therefore, he didn't have any hetter to go and do it. Morris says, well, I don't understand. Why was there a problem, even in the private yard? V'hamanahu, this shoe has the status of being a kli. It's not muktzah, so why couldn't he pick it up and bring it? It's a kli. You're allowed to use a kli. It's a kli that's used leheter, melachto leheter, and therefore it's not muktzah. So why wouldn't he be able to pick up the kli? The ibainon, because why is it still a kli? The way the strap broke over here, they had a strap on the inside and a strap on the outside. It ran across the top of your foot. And you had the, let's say in the right shoe, you had the outer strap and you had the inner strap. Now, the outer strap is the one that broke, So it would look good. It would be, you know, you wouldn't walk around with something like that. If the inner strap broke, so nishkafelech, you could just do a temporary tie and it would be fine. And since nobody sees the inner side of your foot, it wouldn't be terrible. So Abayi says over here, it's still a kli, because even if the outer strap broke, if I wanted to, I could switch it. The right foot, the outer strap broke. Well, guess what? I'll now wear that on my left foot. And my left foot will now have the outer strap intact, which was previously the inner aspect of the right shoe, but when you put it on your left foot, it's now the outer aspect that's intact, that will look okay. And the inner aspect, which is now broken, previously was the outer aspect on the right foot, now it's going to be on the left foot, it's going to be the inner aspect. I'll just make a temporary repair over there, which will look bad, but nobody's going to see it. So therefore, it still has the status of being a kli. So why can't I pick it up? And everything will be fine. So Rav Yossi says, no, I'm a lei. In the Gemara, in a moment, we're going to teach us Midika Matari, it's Rav Yochanan, and Leibler of Yehuda. We're going to see this discussion in a moment, Machlokes between the Rabbanan and the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to see that Rav Yochanan explains that Gemara according to the opinion of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Shmamino Halachic Rav Yehuda, the Halach is like Rav Yehuda, and that Gemara is going to say that if the right strap is broken on the external, if the right shoe's external strap is broken, the kli, the shoe, is no longer considered a kli, it's broken. And that will be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and since Rabbi Yochanan goes and discusses that opinion, that's how we paskin, and therefore, you can't call it a kli anymore when the outer aspect of the strap is broken, so then you can't just switch it to the other foot and now say the inner aspect and it's okay. No, it lost its status of being a kli, and therefore it's mukza. Now, what is this whole discussion? Mahi. What is this machlokes, the Rabbanon and the Tana Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, there's a braisa that teaches us sandal shenifsuku shtei oznav. Again, the sandals that they had a strap on the left and a strap on the right. If it's the right shoe, the one on the left is your inner strap, and the one on the right is the outer strap. Vice versa, if it's the left shoe. So the braisa tells us if you have the strap that broke, so shenifsuku shtei oznav. If both of them broke, oh shtei tarsiosav, or the part where it runs across, where it holds the straps. So in either situation over here, where the Oznov or the Trisiosov, they break. Rashi explains exactly that the Oznov is Sheklape Gav Harego. That's on the top of the leg. Sheochezo Ben Kishinolo. That's what you hold on to when you put your shoe on and off. And Tarsiosov is Mokum Kvias Ritzus. That's where the straps actually go into. So if both of these broke, oh, Shenital Kol HaKafshlo, or the entire sole was removed. Rashi explains the kaf is the sola, the sole. Shetachas parsus regal, that's the hard part underneath your leg. So if any of these are broken, tar. If this shoe had previously been tomei tumas medris, that tumas medris goes away because it's no longer called the kli, and this shoe is now tar. But if only one of the straps broke, achas mi oznov, o achas mi triyosiosov, o shenital rova kafshlo, if only part of the shoe was broken, the straps or this the part that you hold it by, or part of the sole, so then the Tanakama, the Chachamim say, Tommy, it still retains its status of being a kli, because you can flip it to the other side. Let's say the strap broke, so instead of the outer strap on the right shoe being broken, which you wouldn't wear, you'll flip that to be your left shoe now, and it's the inner aspect that's broken, and that can be easily repaired, even though it won't look good, and it therefore still has the status of a kli, therefore tome. According to the Tanakama, the Chacham, it still has the status of a kli. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Along comes the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Nivsikor, Pinimis, tome. He says, no, if the inner strap breaks, the one that's in your right shoe, if the left aspect breaks, so that's not going to be visible to the outside world. It's inside. And therefore, in this case, if nifsugot pinimis, it's still a shoe. It's still a sandal and tummy. It will still retain its status of being tummy to mesmedris if that's what it was. Hachitzona, but if the outer one breaks, tar, it loses its status of being a shoe because the Amar Ula, Vitema, Rabba Barachana, Amar Yochanan, either it was Ula who said the name of Yochanan or it's Rabba Barachana said the name of Yochanan, that it's not a shoe anymore. And he says, just like Kimachlokis Linyan Tuma, just like this Machlokis applies in regards to the Halachos of Tuma and Tara, that it's not Tomei Tumas Medrus. Likewise, Machlokis Linyan Shabbos, so too, it's no longer considered a shoe in regards to Halachos Shabbos, and it will be Muktzah. However, but in regards to chalitza, which with the woman who undergoes chalitza has to take off the shoe from the right leg of the yavam, so in regards to ilchas chalitza, it is considered a shoe. Lola inyan chalitza. This doesn't apply in regards to chalitza. So we have three dinim over here, terms of tumah and tara. It's not considered a kli anymore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the outer strap breaks. It is considered according to the Tanakhama. Likewise, in regards to ilchas Shabbos, it's considered a kli and it wouldn't be muktzah, according to the Tanakhama, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no longer considered a kli, and therefore it would be muktza, but not in regards to chalitza, v'lolein in chalitza. This doesn't apply in regards to chalitza. So this statement that was made in the name of Yochanan, either by Ulo or Rabba by Rachana, so this statement is going on what? On which one? Is it going according to the Tanakhama, or is it going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabinaba, and they asked over there, Rabbi Yochanan, Ali b'deman, who was he going like? Was he going according to the Chachamim, or was he going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? If you're telling us that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan came along and said his opinion according to the Chachamim, so midilinyan tuma monahavi. In regards to tuma, the Chacham hold that you can in fact take the right shoe and put it on the left foot because only one side is broken, so it's still considered a kli, and therefore it's still considered tame. Linyan Shabbos nami monahavi. So in regards to the Shabbos, it's also considered a kli, and it would not be muktzah. Avalola chalitza, but not in regards to chalitza. The lav manhu. In regards to chalitza, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the Chachamim would say that it's not considered a mana. Where it says, but that's not right. Well, it's not. We learned in the Mishnah in Yevamos tells us that beferish cholza shows small biyamin. If you were to go and take a left shoe off the right foot of the yavam, chalitza shekshera b'di'evit. That's a perfectly good chalitza because it is in fact a shoe. So here, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that this goes according to his opinion was stated according to the Rabbanan, Avaloli in Chalitza, in regards to Chalitza, it's not considered a shoe. In regards to Tumah, it's a shoe. In regards to Shabbos, it's a shoe. But it's not considered a shoe in regards to Chalitza. It is considered a shoe in regards to Chalitza. So obviously, Rabbi Yochanan is not going on the Chachamim. Elo, Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda. You want to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is making a statement according to Rabbi Yehuda? So wait a second. Midilinyan Tumah, Lav Monu. In regards to Tumah, he says, no, you don't wear the right shoe on the left foot, so therefore it's not considered a kli anymore. And in regards to Linyan Shabbos, Nami Lav Manhu, it's not considered a kli, therefore it's Muktza. So then, Avalola Chalitza, but not in regards to Chalitza. In regards to Chalitza, it is considered the Manhu. That doesn't make any sense. We allow the woman to go and make, it's a valid chalitza. If she takes the left shoe from the right foot of the Yavam, it's a good chalitza. But when do we say that? We only would say that Amar Damrinan Cholzer Shall Small Biyamin Chalitza Sikashera Hecha Dilamilse Manu. That's because if you were to wear it on the left foot, it's still a good utensil. Avalhacha Lamilse Lav Manu. But here, it's broken, so you can't wear it on the right foot because it's broken. So you can't say, well, let's wear it on the left foot and it should be good. Because Rav Yehuda's shita is that once it's broken, it's no longer called a kli. I'm a lav manu. So again, Rav Yochanan's statement doesn't seem to work either according to the Tanakhama or according to Rav Yehuda. So what did Rav Yochanan say? So here's where we have the explanation. Elili olam aliba the Rav Yehuda. He's actually saying it goes like Rav Yehuda. And in regards to Hilchas Tumah v'Tara, it loses its status of being a kli. In regards to Hilchas Shabbos, it loses its status of being a kli. And Ema, v'chein l'chalitza, and so too, in regards to chalitza, since it wouldn't be good on the left foot, so then it's not good to do chalitza if you switch it to the right foot, because he holds it's not a kli. V'akamashla, and this is the chiddush over here. The chi amrinan cholzer shel small b'shel yamin, chalitza sekshera, that mishnah in Yavamos, that says that if you take the left shoe of the man from his right foot, that is a good chalitza b'di'evid. We only said that the chi amrinon cholzer shel small b'shel yamin chalitza shekshera is only hecha in a situation we turn to Dami Beis the lemil say monahu because on the left shoe it is working. It's a good shoe. Avalacha when it's no good on the left shoe, so lemil say lav monahu. So then you wouldn't be able to put it on the right foot and use it. It's not considered a kli, and therefore Rav Yochanan was making his statement over here on the din of Rav Yehuda, and therefore that's what we explained before, that Rav Yosef said that Mistoma, from the fact that Rav Yochanan is giving us his opinion within Rav Yehuda, that's how we paskin, and therefore it's not considered a kli, and that's why it was muktzah in the yard. He didn't let him go and move it in the yard. It didn't have the status of Mingamana, and that's why he told the Bayi, just leave it there, and you'll get it after Shabbos. So that's Rav Yochanan's opinion. Where it says, is that really so? Did Rav Yochanan really hold like this? We have a famous statement throughout Shas. Rav Yochanan halacha kistam mishnah. Rav Yochanan is the author of this famous statement we have throughout Shas, that when Rebbe didn't put down an author on a mishnah, he wants us to follow that halacha. The halacha is like a stam mishnah, which doesn't give the name of a tana. If it goes with it, it's called a stam mishnah. The halacha always follows that opinion. Now, Rav Yochanan was the one that said this. Utnan, and there is a stam mishnah in Kalim that says, sandal shenivsuka achas mi'ozo v'sikna, if one of these straps broke off and you fixed it, so the halacha is tamei medrash. It retains its status of being tamei medrash. If this shoe had been, in fact, tamei tumas medrash, and one side broke and you fixed it, it still retains its status of being a kli. Now, we delete the parts in the parentheses. The Marshal says not to say them. They're not wrong, but they really, it would be a little bit more complicated for us to learn this right now. It says nivska shniya, the second strap got broken after you fixed the first strap, patikna, and then you fixed it. Tol mitami tumas medrash. It did lose the shame of tumas medrash. Aval tome maga medrash, but it still would have the status of being coming into contact with the medrash. Again, we're not going to learn this right now. I don't think it's wrong, but the Marshal says to delete it, so we'll delete it as well. So what did we see over here? That even though nifsuka achas me oznov, and you fixed it, it is in fact tome still tumas medrash. Now, my lab, doesn't that mean lo shno pnimis, lo shno chitzon? It didn't specify here whether it was the inner one or the outer one. It just said if one side broke, and the stam mishnah says it still is considered a kli. Now, Rav Yochanan, the way he explained it, according to the understanding of Rav Yehuda, the Tana was that only when the outer aspect is broken does it lose its status of being a kli. If the inner aspect is broken, it's still a kli. But that goes against the Stam Mishnah, which says that it's always going to be a kli. Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily so. Pnimis Davka, this Mishnah in Kalim is only talking about that it's still Tomei Tumas Medrash if the inner aspect of the Oznav broke, but not if the outer one broke. Aval Chitzona Mai, so what would be if the outer one broke? Then it would be tar because it would no longer be called the kli. So then, ihachi, if this is so, then when you keep on reading that Mishnah in Kalim, we have a problem. Adetani, instead of then, when the Mishnah says, nifsuka shniya v'tikna, now that's the part that we left out in the parentheses over here, if the second strap broke, but you already fixed the first strap, tar mina medrash, but now since both straps have been broken, it loses the shame of being tumas medrash. However, avo tome maga medrash, but still it came into touch with the medrash, so it becomes like a rishon tome maga medrash. So that's what the end of that Mishnah says. That's the parentheses that we didn't read from the Marshal. So in any event, so it tells us over here, instead of giving that example, niflog bedida, go and have the machlokes on the inner aspect versus the outer aspect, rather than saying the second strap got broken. What do we mean by that? You should have said, b'medvar mamurim, when do we say that it's tomei tumas medrash only, shenifsuka pnimis, if the inner aspect, the inner ozen was ripped. However, avochitzona, if it was the outer aspect, then it loses the shame of being a kli and tar. So why didn't they give that if, in fact, Rav Yochanan is going to learn that Mishnah as being talking about only the inner aspect? Then the second part of the Mishnah, instead of giving a case of both straps being broken, should have said, oh, it's only when the inner aspect versus the outer aspect is broken. It doesn't say that, so therefore we have a problem. So Gemara says, in order for Rav Yochanan not to go against the Stam Mishnah, we have to revise the Stam Mishnah as follows. Om Rav Yitzchok ben Yosef. Rav Yitzchok ben Yosef says, Tehei Mishnah Seinu, let this Mishnah in Kalim be talking about Besando Shieshlo Arba Oznayim, the Arba Tresiosim. It's not talking about one strap on the inside and one strap on the outside. It's talking about two straps on the inside and two straps on the outside. And in this way, when we say it, when the second strap is broken, it means the second inner strap. Now, if the second inner strap is broken, it still retains the status of being a kli. But if the second outer strap is broken, it loses the status of being a kli. And in this way, Shalom. This way we can still have the statement of Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yehuda in the first brisa that we brought down, as well as we can also have the statement that we go like a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is not contradicting himself. So in this way, everything works out well. He also, when Rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Chanan Barabba, Amar Rav, he said over in the name of Rav Chanan Barabba, in the name of Rav, Halachi Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin over here like Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yochanan said, we paskin over here like Rabbi Yehuda. But now, shock of shocks, Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain't a loch Rabbi Yehuda. Here we have Beferish, Rabbi Yochanan says that loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda. But we just said before, either the name of Ula, or he said, Itema, it was in the name of Rav Acha, right? It was Rabba Bar Bar Chana, rather. Either it was Ula or Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And here we have Rabbi Yochanan, Mar Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So what's going on? So when it says, Umi or Rabbi Yochanan Achi? Who says Rabbi Yochanan really said this? Oh, the Mitaris of Yochanan, leave the Rabbi Yehuda. We said that Rabbi Yochanan was explaining it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shmami no Rabbi Yehuda Sfirle, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, how can you come along and tell me that Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that finishes off the Kasha, it's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, yeah, two different Amorayim, said different opinions of Rabbi Yochanan. Amorai, Ninu, Vali Rabbi Yochanan. The Amorah that we brought down over here, Ravin, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Amar Rab, said that Rabbi Yochanan held that Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. But what we had before, we had either Ula or Itema, it was Rabba Bar Chana, so they held that Rabbi Yochanan held the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, trade Amoroi, Aliba, the Rabbi Yochanan, that can occur. We have different opinions from the Amoroi, what Rabbi Yochanan Shita was. No stira in Rabbi Yochanan, one of them is wrong. We don't know which one. Now, Tanan Hossam, we learned in another Mishnah in Kalim, called Klei Bali Batim Shirum Kirimonim. We'd spoken about this previously, when a utensil gets a hole in it, and it's no longer capable of serving its function, so then it's ice kli, it's no longer called a utensil, and as a result, you can go and it loses any tumma that it had. So in regards to balabatim, so the normal shear, if they have a hole in their pot, if a rimon, if a pomegranate can fall through it, they're going to throw away the pot. It's not worth it for them to save the pot. If it's smaller than a rimon, they'll keep rimonim in it. And they won't use it for things that will fall out. But once it reaches the size of a rimon, it's not worth it to the balabayas to go and keep such a pot. So therefore, kol klei balabatim, when you're dealing with klei balabatim, the shear is rimon. If it has a hole in it the size of a remo, it loses its status of being a kli, and therefore, if it was tame, it will now become tar. Boy, now the gear we have is Rabbi Chizkiah, but Chizkiah is known as Chizkiah throughout Shas. So, boy, Chizkiah really should be Chizkiah asked the following shaila. Nikev kamotzi zayis usasamo. What happens if it has a hole the size of a zayis, right? And then you fixed it. You plug up that hole. So, it's no longer having the hole the size of a zayis. But the kli had a hole the size of a kazayas. And then, because of a nikev, kemotzi zayas or stomach. Then a different hole was made, also the size of a kazayas, and you plugged that one up as well. And you did this a couple of times, achir shlimo lemotzi rimon. And now, if you added up all this kazayasim over here that you had the holes, it would be more than the size of a rimon. So, Chizkiah asked, Mahu, what would be the halach in this situation? Do we say that the balabais is going to throw away this kli, it's therefore not a kli, and it's not makabel tum anymore, and if it was tame, it loses its status of tum, or do we say, no, right now, there are no holes the size of a remote. So this is what Chizkiah asked, and Amar Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan said to him, Rebbe Shani Solanu, Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi, he was the one that taught us the answer to this, from the Mishnah that we brought down from Kalim. Sando Shenisuka Achas Miozov Etikna, if you have one side of the sandal, the ritzur ripped, and you fixed it, it's still tomei tumas medrash. But nifsko shnia v'sifna, but we brought down, that was the parenthesis that we kept on saying we weren't going to learn it then. If the second strap ripped, but you had already fixed the first strap, v'tikna, now it's tomei tumas medrash. Ah, it loses the status of being tomei tumas medrash, even though it never has both of them broken. It only has one broken at a time, but both of them were ultimately broken and fixed. Therefore, it's tar min ha-medrash. Aval tomei tomei magas medrash. It still retains the status of being touched by a medrash. Now, what does that have to do with our pots over here? So, varmina loch, maishna rishona, and Rebbe was asked, how come in the case of the sandals, you made a difference? If only one side was broken, then it's still tomei tumas medrash, but when the one side that was broken is fixed, and then the second side breaks, it's no longer tomei tumas medrash, d'ha kai moshniya. The reason why the first one was still tomei tumas medrash, because the second one was still there. But the second one, shniya, when it broke, nami misnak mishona, the first one was still there, because it had been fixed. So how come in this situation we still say that we don't say that it's tomei tumas medrash, and we say that it's now tar? So what did Rebbe respond? Rebbe said, Alei, in this situation, ponim chadoshos bolakan, this is considered a new entity. While never had both straps broken at the same time, the bottom line is, the right strap and the left strap were both at some point broken. And this is considered a new kli, and therefore it's not tomei tumas medrash. Oh, it's tomei maga medrash, because it was in contact with the medrash, but it's not tomei itself as tumas medrash. Oh, now we see, in the case of the pots, you had a hole the size of kazayas, hole the size of kazayas, hole the size of kazayas. So it never has a hole, because you fixed each one, there was a total size of a pomegranate, of a rimon, but since each of the holes would add up, even though they're fixed, they would add up to be the size of a pomegranate. So Rebbe would explain this Mishnah in Kalim, why, if you had all these holes, the answer to Chizki's question, if you had all these holes, even though they never were there at the same time, it's considered panim chadashos, and therefore it's no longer tameh, tumas medras. It can't accept tumah, it's now tar. Chizki was so happy with this answer from Rav Yochanan. He said about Rav Yochanan, Kori Alei, Les Dein Barines. He's not a man. This is a malach. This is such a person. He's a malach, Rashi says. Or, alternatively, he said, Ika Diame, Kigon Dein Barines. Oh, this is a man. This is a man. Gavra, a Bekula. This is a complete person. And he was praising Rav Yochanan. He loved this answer so much. The analogy that he said the Rebbe made from the case of the pots to the case of the sandal. So he liked this very, very much. In this regard, we continue in this discussion. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rava Bar Zimona, he said the following: Im Rishonim b'nei Malachim, if the earlier Torah giants, if the earlier Tamidei Chachamim, if they're considered like b'nei Malachim, like angels, so then we're people. Anu b'nei Anashim, we've sunk from angels to people. Im Rishonim b'nei Anashim, if we consider the first ones just as people, Anu k'chamorim, we're like donkeys. And not even a special donkey. Whereas many stories about the specialness of their donkeys, that they wouldn't even do, their donkeys wouldn't sin. These people were so great that their donkeys didn't even sin. So we're not even like special donkeys. We're like plain donkeys. So if the earlier generations were like angels, we're men. If the earlier generations were men, then we're donkeys. Then we go back to the Mishnah, going to things that we said you're allowed to tie lechatrila, the nodus yayin v'shemen. You're allowed to tie the flasks of wine or oil with a knot to keep the contents inside. Again, pshita, this is meant to be untied all the time. You're going to drink from it. You're going to anoint from it. So obviously it's not a permanent tie. It's not made by an artisan. So of course it's good. Why do you need the Mishnah to tell me this? Kumar says, no. So I need it. This lay tarati une, because it has two ties over here. It has two ears on it, and therefore ma'al detema. I might have said chod minayu batuli mevatale. It's similar to the dress of the woman. You could use this without having both of them untied. So therefore, you might have thought that in this situation, one of them will be left tied permanently, and therefore, since we don't know which one, you're not allowed to untie it at all. Kamash will know, just like with the dress of the woman, the miftach haluko. So the same thing over here with the nodos yayin v'shemen. And finally, the last case we said, Kederish Abasar, said sometimes you didn't have a lid, so they would tie off the top of the pot. Pshita, again, it's obviously going to be open and closed all the time. It's not permanent. It's not done by a professional. Somewhere says, Lotzricha, this lay shlocha. We're talking here about a case where there is another opening that you could take the contents of the pot out. It has something like a spout. Rashi says, shlocha is a foreign language word, barzon, which means a spigot. It has some sort of a barza, of a spout. So therefore, maldatim, I might have said, you're never going to untie it, because batuli mevatale, you'll always take the contents out through this shlocha. So therefore, kamash bulan, the chiddush of the mission is, no, even though you could have argued that, we don't say that, and your mistama going to always open it and untie it, therefore, it's not permanent, it's not done by a professional, and it's permissible lechatchila. And at the end of the mission, we said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Koshrin v'chule, he said, you're allowed to go and tie the barn door to the animal. The gerusa that we have is kosher, but in the Mishnah, when we learned this, so the gerusa that we had in the Mishnah was Koshrin. Okay? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Koshrin l'fnei abehema b'shul shel teitzah. You're allowed to close the barn door. Gemara says, Pshita, this is obvious as well. Why would you think you're not allowed to? You have to constantly let the animals in and out. Someone says, Lo tzricho, this le tarti. Sorry, again, there are two ties over here. There are two places where you can tie it off. Now the tema, I might have said, return to the Amadalev. Chod minai bituli ma'abtil. Again, the same idea, that maybe you'll just let the animals in by opening up one of the ties. The other tie you'll leave permanently knotted, and you don't know which one it is, and therefore, both should be also to untie. Kamash v'lam, that's not the case. Now, I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel. Rav Yosef said, name Rav Yehuda, name Rav Shmuel. Halachic Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. We pass it like this last statement that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov made. Mor says, did anybody argue with him? I'm like, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Halacha Miklad Pligi. It sounds like somebody's arguing with him, but this is absolutely consistent with the Tanakhama as well. So why are you telling me that the Halach is like him when we don't have any suggestion that anybody argues with him? So of course the Halach is like him. So Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Amale, my nafkalamina, you know, what does it bother you that I said that? It's true. The halach is like Rav Elazar Yaakov. So what difference does it make that somebody doesn't argue with him? What I said was correct. So Abaye says, well, Rabbi, I don't understand. Amalei, Gemara, Zemor Rosu, Tehei, we had this previously. Is the Gemara song that we just sing it without understanding it at all? but is in fact telling us that the reasoning behind the Gemara, one always has to delve into it and to understand. It's not just the song that we sing, but we have to try to understand it. With this, we conclude today's shiur.